Best Radio Station Social Issues App
Peace, Ultimate Health, Prosperity everyone. I'm called Mary. Welcome, Justice Radio Station Orientation Preparing Remedy for No One Mistreated So-called white and non-white, using words, definition of words, revealing truth, producing correctness. Justice Radio Station.
Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening worldwide. I'm called Tahuti. Peace, prosperity, love to all. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on.
Tonight, episode, Mary.
Tonight, truth and identity. Truth and identity. Using words. Definition of words that reveal truth to produce correctness. Truth and identity, everyone.
Orientation is to determine the position of something or someone, especially oneself. The child's surrounding provide clues to help in orientation. The stereotype, the bias, the intolerance, the prejudice, the racism, the hate is providing evidence to the child's orientation.
Yes, relative position of something or someone, as you said, Tahuti, especially oneself. Key to understand the human, the person, the body, the self is separate. Well, not say separate, but the separate, the self is the self. The body is the person, the individual, the mind, the emotions.
So Justice Radio Station is providing experience, evidence for creating a system where no one is mistreated, white and non-white. A system of justice will be better than what we have. GNO, no self.
Yes.
Check out Democracy versus Just, JUS, .wixsite.com.
/bookstore for justice, all time.
Justice Radio Station.
Social Issues App.
Revolution.
Revelation.
Revolution.
Revelation. Liberation.
Peace.
Change.
That's all.
Yes.
Become something different.
Yes. How about becoming the self?
So in light of history, politics, the miseducation of everyone, some call it the colonization of us all, mentally, psychologically, spiritually, physically. So we're saying the only thing to unite all is absolute truth at this time.
That's the only thing that hasn't been tried, to my understanding.
But is it true?
Yes.
So we're saying question everything that you believe, believe, believe. Because if it's not based in truth, or if it's not generic, maybe you're being controlled, or you're in bondage by the beliefs of someone else. get it?
Yes.
So, we're saying the only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. The
yes.
truth, in definition to us, is infinite. It's our source, the core. It's that breath that is drawn in and out that, in a sense, individually, you have nothing to do with.
That's one.
That's the true self. Remember, yes. without it, the body's just a dead corpse.
And no one wants to be around a corpse.
Stinking.
No life, no energy, no source. So that's not who I am.
So we're saying, see if you can understand the nature and structure of the human mind. And this is going to take a little bit of a, we say a metaphysical, mental physical.
Yes.
A metaphysical, mental physical. Get it?
Got it.
So somehow you have to go deep within to realize and touch on a little bit of this self-knowledge that we're talking about.
Remember.
You know, it's a political necessity. Yes, remember. For us to be upside down, maladjusted, in a sense, don't know who I am.
That's true.
Identity theft has happened.
Yes,
it is happening.
Day, yes, up to now. And we are participating just by going along and not listening to what is absolutely true up to now. So begin to think about experiencing the words absolute truth, absolute reality, relative truth, practical reality, which is what the human, the body is in. And I understand, I know this because I'm here too. I'm in the human form. But it's to realize it's the human, the body. It's not the self.
It's perishable.
Yes.
And I was reminding I too, the state that we're in is to remember also is relative reality.
Right.
And remember, how do you know what is real?
Everlasting. It's eternal.
And if it's not eternal, then you have to even question, then does it really exist?
Correct.
So that's what the idea is now in terms of, again, understanding the nature and structure of this human mind, because if you don't understand it, you can also be controlled by someone else.
Right. And when you say about no, it does not exist, I understand. I know what you're talking about. It's looking at the human, the things, anything that is in a form is temporary. So it's not that it's not there, everyone. However, it is temporary. It's not, well, some would say not real,
yes.
since it's temporary.
Temporary joy.
Yes.
Personal gratification. It's not lasting.
Right. And we want what is lasting. Or we want to at least tend to it, just like the ones of us attending to things that's not everlasting.
And then the reason why we're talking about this, remember we're saying it's in light of history, politics, and the miseducation of us all.
Yes.
So even though this might still sound a little foreign, we want you still to be able to empty your mind and put down some of your preconceived ideas.
Right.
Because I've even met and was in a conversation where the idea of absolute truth isn't something that individuals is actually looking at as something that's actually real. I don't know how much they're really thinking about it, but they're quick to say they don't believe in absolute truth, absolute reality. So what would you say to that? One of my first thoughts is, well, as I was saying, the body is perishable. Right? Things that they even say you can't take it with you.
Right.
So, in terms of, again, that's absolute. Don't nobody's living around now who's been living 200 years ago. So, in terms of the body is perishable, that's supposed to be a given. Most of us had a loved one who's passed on. So in terms of, again, I was thinking that's like a revelation. If you didn't check it before, that should be a revelation versus you're ready for combat. So I came to realize, again, in a sense, individuals, they're still in that radical individualistic state, even though they would even say they're working to develop the self. But then, as we're saying, not everybody who's saying self is saying the same thing.
Correct.
Like how we're saying, the self is not the person.
No.
The self is not the mind.
Correct.
The self is not the body.
It's not.
The self is not the individual.
It's not. It's not.
So then, who and what is the self?
The self is who and what I am. Eternal, infinite, complete. The self, I am.
That source we're talking about.
Yes.
So we're saying, know that there is only one power.
That's
infinite. Right. Right?
Correct.
Omnipotent one.
Yes.
So we're saying, always ask the question, is what I believe absolutely truth? Because truth is absolute and infinite. And what is absolute? Unquestionable. Not an opinion or a belief or faith, blind faith, as they would even say, is I am here now. Can you question that?
No question.
So, what does that mean? What's the significance is I am here now? Since, if you think about it, it's just one eternal now, because there's no last year, last week, next year. Or when that time they say would come, it still will be now.
It's to put one's mind in a true, absolute, true position to recognize, experience that there is that, what they say, eternal now. The and past, present, future.
And then, as you're saying, put yourself in that mindset.
That's right. Yes, let the mind be like a parachute. It only works when it's open. That's the way. Look at that idea of absolute truth.
So we say, I am means existence. Existence, and there is an awareness of existence, and that awareness is I. I just thought about it too. That may be a way, again, in expressing what we're working to say in relationship. There's no absolutes. So again, in working to express what we're expressing, is still speaking to that point in terms of if there's no absolute, we're saying, but we're talking about existence is unquestionable.
Absolutely true.
And then we're saying there's an awareness of this existence,
yes,
and this is
I
am aware of it.
And guess what? Everyone referred to self, to themselves, as I. I am. So it's important to even mention a few things about that around about now.
And then remember too, though, the I isn't personal, because I think they're taking it now personal when they say the I. It's private.
Well, what
That's
happens?
Why they say my truth.
But they start to make it that way appears in the relative reality, and in relative practical reality, that's what it is. Relative and practical, right? In practical and relative reality, it appears that everyone's doing what they want. So there is no telling what individuals are thinking about what when they say it. That is why at Justice Radio Station, we're using words and definitions to reveal truth, producing correctness, and finally, peace. Worldwide.
And we're talking also then, I am not this mind, I'm not the body, I'm not this person, I'm not a human, as how I've been taught.
That's right.
So we're working to see, is there another way we can look at things? Because we're all, I thought, looking for solutions to
we
what
are.
You say, especially the present climate.
Yes.
They would say at this time,
yes.
Social. They also talk about the climate in terms of global warming too. But we're talking about the social climate.
Yes. Right? Right.
And the psychology that's behind it. Right. How, in a sense, it's been taught in that 400, 600 year cycle.
That's all the narrative is about.
You know, just, they even came back around in the group after a year that we went to the other night, saying that, oh, maybe we should look at the idea of history wasn't taught before the idea of slavery starts at slavery.
Right.
And Columbus, they're still teaching that. And how can we change that? Who can we talk to? Or how can we get some students to talk to them about it? This is what some of the individuals are saying. It still seems so naive. Because if I'm, in a sense, as you're saying, leading the society, I'm the one who's benefiting from the society as it. Could you imagine? That's the suggestions. If you think about it. Right?
That's right.
You might not look at it that way, or you might think, oh, they're being helpful. But interesting, right? But we're making the point, though. It seemed like everything start and stop within that 400-year cycle. And we'll see now, can we think and look at things differently in context to even counter that narrative, because we say the narrative needs to change.
And you know why it must change in order for all these high, bright, and it really are, they really are pleasantries, pleasant ideas. Everyone wants to be pleasant and have pleasure within and have pleasantness without, outside of them, around in the
community. That's what they want.
Right. But then you're saying that we're stuck in the 600-year narrative, 400-year-old narrative, you know, that keeps us back and forth about things that we heard, things we are making up, just things.
So this pleasantness seems to elude.
All the time. Every time is enough people doing things that's connected to the past, they call it, but it's still confusion. And the now gets overlooked about what do we do now? What do we want now?
Yes, and then the idea of what do we really, really want have to be determined.
Yes.
You know, because I think we could be more direct then about it.
True.
In terms of still like you're beating really around the bush and preparing for years and years and years of,
now,
of meetings.
I know it. I want it now to look at what is needed now. And that's how it's put into place, is by knowing what we want now.
And basically, again, make it happen.
Yes, what to do to make it happen.
But one of the things that's actually preventing it, we're still looking at things that you're saying out in space somewhere.
Everywhere but here.
Or we're still so impulsive, compulsive about what we're doing, so it seems to never be able to get anywhere. Because we have components even of this body, emotions. We have mind. So you could imagine the mind want to go one way and the emotions want to go another way. So this is what we're saying again, understanding
nature.
And the
body don't know what to do.
Hey, flipping out.
I'm serious, everyone. It's important to look at these components because it's not just you that's there. You actually have a mind, a body, emotions, you know, your energy. You have those things. And
they
I want
should
you
be aligned.
To, I want you to be in. Let's say, be experiencing them. I want you to be who the I is, and that'll help us all.
Be holistic in your health.
Yes.
Right? Prosperity.
That's important. Right?
But it all comes from this alignment.
Yes. That's right. That's how the source is. That's how this wonderful, beautiful world is. It's not because of being at a fight or disunited or not having the right nutrients and resource to have it. We have it all.
Class.
Yes. But by being tricked into wanting something else, thinking you are something else, then this is what we have now. and why we're not happy or satisfied, because I am not who I am taught to be.
And I am not being who I am.
That's right. You hear that,
everyone? So we have to realize I am that.
Yes.
What we are saying about existence is infinite, eternal, and complete. And that which is eternal, complete, and infinite is that I am. Right?
Yes.
And of course, there is only one that knows of its existence.
All-knowing. Yes, omniscient. Right, correct.
And omnipresent. Mm. One thought.
One mind.
There can only be one being.
It looks like millions, but it's only the human seeing those people.
And then remember, when you see things, how are you seeing things? Do you see things through the eyes?
No.
But you are seeing it from inside.
From inside, correct.
But we're talking about it, that breathing, breath, consciousness, life force, eternal consciousness. This is what's actually in operation.
Energy.
But if you don't realize, gosh, is this air what I'm breathing real?
Is that all it is?
And I'm on a planet spinning in serious deep space, infinite in all sides.
Yes. Oh, am I down here on the ground?
On the ground.
Yes.
Serious lyrics, looking up at blue skies. Looking up at blue sky.
In space. I know that for a fact.
Didn't really look at it in that
Unless
kind of way
again.
Unless
it's an illusion, that's the other thing.
Optically.
Because I'm saying, how is this happening?
Because they're saying it's pitch black cold. So in terms of having blue sky and blue and white clouds, how is that possible?
Are you thinking about that?
It's just an exercise now. Because we're saying, if you can understand some of these little subtleties.
Yes.
I think you now can really understand too, how this nature and structure of the human mind, we've been talking about that, mixing it in with this idea of who and what I am.
Absolute reality. Absolute reality.
And then we're now looking and seeing, well, you can't see the mind, right?
Correct.
But then we have a brain.
Yes. The brain. The mighty brain. Two hemispheres.
Left hemisphere and right hemisphere.
Correct.
And the left hemisphere, we're saying, is more, people like to say, well, I'm more analytical.
Are
you
yes.
here the other night?
All right, yes.
It's just left brain.
That's all.
We're all analytical.
Yes.
But yet the secret is to realize it's not who and what I am, and realize don't let it dominate my psychology.
And this is what I want to say. This is what I'm saying about what was just said. I am analytical. I am that. But when individuals begin to attach all of these different words, different positions, that we think we are what we are working at, and we're so many things. We're everything except who I am.
I would even say labels.
That's right. They
because
are
Because that's
labels.
A good, but it come back to that, just saying, you'd be still checking out all these other labels since you're into labels, but then you wouldn't check out who I am. Interesting.
Yes. That's that human. Again. Yes.
Yes. Ego sense.
Yes. Erroneous.
So, let's further look at this left brain though, because we're mixing in the nature and structure of the human mind with the concept of who and what I am. Right?
Yes.
And we're saying I am that.
Yes.
You
and
know?
This is the brain we're talking about.
Now we're talking about the brain.
Right.
Which is a part of the human.
Correct.
Which we're saying still is not what I am.
It's not. It's not who I am.
But we're looking at though, within the time and space and relative reality, practical
yes.
reality, this is how we're able to differentiate the difference between the things that we're seeing or even be able to think about it, go back in our memory to understand what is a chair, what is a bed, what is a table.
Right.
So it's through the left brain.
Yes.
That we can understand because we have the analytical function.
Yes.
Thought, logic.
Correct.
Language.
It's yes.
Another important part of it again too.
Yes, using words that reveal truth.
This is what we're encouraging.
Communicating through language, everyone.
No, because
yes.
We've come to find out language is not being used in that manner.
No.
It's
education, as a matter of fact, is to be constructive results.
Okay.
Have constructive results, and that's not happening.
Okay. Reasoning.
Yes.
Science and math.
That's
this is all
left
now
brain.
We're saying our left brain
correct.
Function.
Yes.
Which we're saying, if you notice, is what's dominating the current environment. Everybody's all hail to the intellect. Logic.
Technology.
You know what I mean? Don't come to me with what you know. Give me the logic, the statistic. You know what I mean? You don't want to have no reasoning even around it. So we're saying writing, numbers skill, and of course right hand control. And say right hand control deliberately now to make that transition into the right brain function, because this is one that's left out. It's almost like the female, because the left brain is also like the male. You know, European-centric, I might add.
Yes.
Interesting, too, that it works to dominate the right brain, which is more female. And more, as you're saying, Eastern.
Yes.
African. So that's kind of a interesting psychology going on also.
Yes.
But we say there, though, is what's missing. We couldn't get now mixed up in context of the analytical and logical thought is the creativity.
Okay, this is right brain function.
Yes, and of course imagination.
Yes.
Intuition.
Correct.
These are some of the things now you can say is lacking in that left brain and even to society as a whole, because as you're saying, it's more dominated from that left brain perspective.
Right.
Insight.
All right.
This is even something that you're encouraging.
Yes.
You know, self-reflection.
Experience.
Self-realization.
Yes, that's so
insight.
Important. Balance that left and right hemisphere, everyone.
Truly engage in it.
Yes, very good.
Holistic thought. Music awareness. 3D forms.
3D forms.
And then,
remember,
we are 3D.
Yes, we're 3D in the inner spaces that permeates and penetrates the inner spaces of the universe. This is the source.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. You think that the space in the room you, or wherever you are, you think that space there, don't you? Well, that is not just empty space. And I am a part of it. I want to you to remember this.
Can even go farther to say you are it.
Yes,
I am
very
that.
Good, very good.
And that is that you're explaining.
Yes,
that cannot
right.
be seen or perceived through the senses, but yet it can be seen and it can be perceived.
True.
If you're looking at the essence.
Yes. Yes.
Of who and what I am.
Yes.
I am that. So, further recapping then on where we're at. We're still now looking at the left brain hemisphere, right brain hemisphere, because we were reflecting on, I'm not the mind, I'm not the body, I'm not the brain.
Right, and you're talking about what the brain is and how it works.
That's right, and important to understand the nature and structure of this human mind, the human brain.
Yes, because we see that now everyone is doing things that are not constructive. The relationships are not constructive. And the narrative being used is the 600 year or 400 year narrative where that construct that does not exist, that whole idea about race. That
race?
Yes. That contrived idea about race was made up and business is being done. With that idea, those thoughts, that consciousness. And I want to say to everyone here and now, listen, no problem can be solved will be solved at the level of consciousness where the problem was created, and everyone is basically, it appears, still talking about the idea of the relationship we've been told, we've been given, between so-called white people and non-white people.
It's like almost like it just came to mind as you were talking, everyone's being punked.
Yes,
because especially you say it's a made-up, contrived idea. Political.
Yes,
to
it
control.
Is.
Granted, people say to control us, but it's to control us all.
Oh, everyone.
And the reason why I'm saying it too, we've met white Jews who still was struggling, as they say, with their whiteness, but aren't you being punked even buying into that?
Yes, for sure.
And not really making a muckle about it?
Yes.
Because you're not, because
enough,
again, you're saying this
right.
is how you're benefiting.
True.
Under the sly self-deception.
Yes, in absolute reality, absolute truth is no thing. Absolute truth. Everything is one, and that one, everyone, is no thing. It's like the breath to breathing in, exhale out. That source. Pay attention to your breath.
Pure consciousness.
Yes. We talk about breathing. However, most people don't spend time thinking about what is the breath? What is it all about? You realize it's energy. It's the life. It's the inner being of one's essence. Think about it. Experience it. Experience that breath, that consciousness.
So we're saying through having that metaphysical, this is how it will be possible. We're saying genuine change, for genuine change, genuine liberation to actually take place, that metaphysical has to take place, because we need to change our views, our values, our tastes, our likes, because it's all been given to us by someone who is misusing and abusing the position that they, in a sense, usurp and found himself in.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
In terms of a young baby being born, coming on a planet, and learning and seeing all what is there in its orientation.
Yes, all of this.
And is not taught what is real.
No,
and
not at
again,
all.
What is experience.
Yes.
True experience, because we're saying that's what's real.
True.
Versus the fantasies and myths and the temporary joy of things.
Yes.
Right? So we're saying the idea then behind true education, and education as a whole, in terms of learning what you need to know and for it to be a constructive purpose, we're saying we have to cleanse that from that erroneous idea that we've been taught, the idea of passion, you know. So now it's uncontrolled emotion. I did it for my man. Murder, that is.
Long as it's in the community, long as it's in the society, criminogenic society, everyone, don't you know this? You're knowing it now. All right.
You know, being tricked for the desires and cravings for objects. You know, big screen. You know, and you're doing it because you're fly. This is why.
And in regards to things, in reality, absolute reality, everyone, everything is one.
Mm.
There are no things.
So, if you knew that, you wouldn't have the same kind of cravings and the cause now for all the mental agitation.
That's right.
That I can have that TV so I can look fly.
Yes.
Mm.
Or have the girls with the curves or the boy with the muscles.
Exactly. Because as you're saying, this is where the prestige is. So we're saying that no, it's in actually understanding self and be able to transcend this ego sense. You know, that I am an individual, not connected to anything else or anyone, and I'm separate. We didn't really touch on that. That's the aspect we're saying of nature and structure of the human mind.
Yes, that's that left brain, that human thinking
yes,
is not
segregative.
Connected. Right.
Right. That's why we're having the type of segregative behavior that we're having. People, as you're saying, projecting their insecurities on another individual.
Yes, and me not understanding the nature and structure of the human mind.
Yes, taking it on.
Yes, and knowing in the curriculum, since I have to remain maladjusted, and everyone has to remain in a mindset of being only human.
Mm.
You understand, we're even getting human rights.
Mm.
And that's a big contradiction.
Not understanding again this human, because
yes.
We're saying if people really know, that's basically, as you're saying, we're born, it appears, on a planet.
Yes.
And basically, we're confined in this emotion, so
yes.
State.
Yes,
but the idea,
already in place.
That's from the society perspective.
Right on.
But we're born confined in this emotional human body.
Yes.
Because that is actually what it is.
That's true.
Hot, cold sensation.
Yes.
But we're saying
right.
Concrete intellect.
Yes.
You know, what I like, what I don't like.
Right.
I like him, I like her.
Yes.
You know, what I.
Correct.
But we're saying it's not transcended.
Yes.
That's where now we're saying the problem arises.
Right. And usually not transcended. And the mind is just like a computer, a recorder,
mm-hmm.
taking everything in.
Yes.
And not necessarily having the appropriate tools, the appropriate words, the appropriate thoughts and ideas. Appropriate vision.
Mm-hmm. But that's where the socialization come in to throw it and give it one.
That's right.
Not in necessary in relationship to constructive and find it itself.
No.
But to be doing its bidding.
What is happening now.
It appears.
Yes.
So that's
and
why we're encouraging what?
Yes, we're saying it appears. Because is any of this real?
Ooh.
I know.
Very good.
Thank you.
So that's why we're encouraging. How can we look at things differently and really start analytically, as we're saying, looking at things from a more critical perspective.
Yes, because I know something is going on incorrectly, and I'm told that everything is basically Eurocentric in terms of the language and thoughts and actions and individuals being in control. That's that. But I'm looking at, I am that.
Mm.
Looking at absolute truth, absolute
mm-hmm.
reality. So therefore, I have to look at what is absolute reality as well as relative and practical reality, since this is where I am. Right?
But you're saying,
I'm looking at no problem can be solved.
Okay.
At the same level of consciousness, no problem can be solved at the same level of consciousness that the problem was created, which we are working on now, it appears. The relationship problems, in general, is something that is a 600, 400-year-old narrative.
It's still locked up in there.
So let's say, how do you change the consciousness, elevate the level of consciousness
mm-hmm.
about truth.
Yes.
That's why at the beginning of the broadcast, I was mentioning that that's one thing that, as far as I can see, it appears that truth is not something, absolute truth and relative truth is not something everyone is speaking of with a remedy where no one is mistreated, white, and non-white.
And have a definition behind
yes,
what is even the truth. That might be why also.
Alright. Looking
you
at truth.
You might think about.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay.
Because remember that we were also mentioning people don't believe necessarily in the absolute truth. So bear that in mind.
Alright. So when you say when you say truth, what are you speaking of? What are you saying?
Well, we're talking about something unperishable.
Unperishable.
Absolute
okay. Everlasting.
Means infinite. No beginning, no end.
All right.
And
listen.
But another twist was given it too. We're saying this infinite, this energy is the same as this breath.
Very good.
That's actually coming in and out. Not only that, it is this cosmos, it's this universe. It's that space that's penetrated and
and permeating the inner spaces of the universe.
From the door to the bathroom, from the bed to the table.
Yes, hear that.
It's one.
Yes, correct.
So this is what I'm looking at as absolute truth. I am here now.
Yes, I am here now.
There's no other. And this is that infinite truth that I'm talking about.
Yes.
And this is what I am. I am that.
I am that. And everyone remember, omnipotent is
right.
That power, all power, omnipresence,
right.
Everywhere.
That's how it gets to be everywhere.
Omnipresence, omnipotent, you hear? And now let me tell you about this. Omniscience.
Mm.
That's all knowing with a G N O W I N G. Knowledge knowing. Knowledge with a G.
All knowing.
Experience.
G N O.
Knowing without having to think about it.
That's right. That's right. That's why we're saying unquestionable. I am here now. But again, for any of this to happen, we're also saying a metaphysical have to take place.
Yes.
Because certain cleansing of the false, phony beliefs,
yes.
Erroneous.
Yes, in our lifetime.
We're now going back to that source.
Right. And what's so good, it is right. What you're saying is true. The information. The independent study recommended by Justice Radio Station. Independent study in your goal setting. Looking at that. And looking at absolute truth.
What are
you saying?
We're talking about having a metaphysical, a mental physical
yes.
as a prerequisite to
for
be
change.
Able to get to where the I is saying.
Yes.
So in terms of, because your views and values and your taste has to change
have
from
to
what
change.
It is now.
Yes.
The maladjusted concept.
Behavior that everyone is conditioned with.
Yeah.
Correct.
And always complaining about the fornication, the dad,
and
the dad, the dad.
And this is
why
we hear people, family, we're here to be able to provide information and appropriate information and that you can experience, because a lot of what you hear, you already know. You just have to remember. It's okay. Remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And of course, apply.
All right.
It won't be no good just to remember.
That's right. And apply is the same as be.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly. And as we're saying, if you're going to talk about the metaphysical and changing your views and your values now and step forward now in a whole nother perspective in how I'm doing things, my eating, my sleeping, critiquing, how I'm using my time and energy, because we have a better understanding of the nature and structure of this human mind, how it's functioning.
Yes.
We're talking and we've transcended those petty emotions.
Correct.
You know, but then realize also that the society is encouraging that we look outside of ourselves for a savior.
For happiness.
Because it's another
peace.
Aspect of the human.
Correct.
It thinks outwardly. So that's how it can be punked.
But now by everyone having appropriate information, listen, you can always go to democracyversusjust.wixsite.com/bookstore-for-justice all the time. And find all the information that's being spoken of here. And if you want to know more or have something to say, you can always call in.
Express self.
Yes. Yes, from what you've been hearing, experiencing.
And then we're saying too, by now having that metaphysical, we're saying now we need to drop some of the preconceived ideas that we've been carrying around.
Correct.
So now, as you're saying, having our central theme, we're saying, as now absolute truth, and using words to reveal truth, holding up truth to our face, help us to live it, to become it, identify with the subject of study. Right? This is like a exercises you can approach. Because I know I can't teach self-knowledge. I know I can provide certain tips. Right?
Right.
And I can point. But of course now, it's the individual have to take up the cross, you could say, and the idea of living truth at the crossroads. Because if you don't do that, then and I'll be picking and choosing when to be truthful. So, what's the point?
Well, one thing that will happen is have a major, definite purpose, a lifelong goal. And since absolute truth is absolutely true and that's your goal, rather you start now or later, so let's just say you're starting now, setting your goal. You want to ask, what do I want to do? Why do I want to do this? How will I do this? And what constructive results do I expect from doing this? So what we want to do, Tahuti, is look at how, as individuals, we set this goal and expected constructive expected results is that the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and who needs the most constructive help receives it. Now that's the constructive results we're expecting, everyone. But let's look at the four questions we're asking, and let's answer them as an individual, as a major lifelong purpose and goal. You can always set your individual other small goals and objectives, and some of you will be setting what they call a New Year's resolutions in about 2 weeks. Two weeks, they say. Mm. And this is how everyone's conditioned in terms of eternal now. They've broken it up conveniently so that who's in charge gets the most out of every day. And remember, everyone, we work for the first 70 or more or less years of our life and never really think about the things being said here and now. So be happy, be joyful, pleasantness inside and out as everyone continues to awaken. Remember who the I is with you all the time through your breath. Remember, if you didn't have your breath breathing, where you'd be, right? And you know you can only hold your breath for a certain length of time. Tahuti was reminding me yesterday, he doesn't know of anyone that can hold their breath for 24 hours. So you see how it's not necessarily you controlling the in-breath or the out-breath. And you notice that the breath does not stay out. You always have to inhale. And it's not the body, the individual controlling it. So I want you to take time and let your breath naturally breathe in and out naturally, in, out, energy, the life source. I am that, out, in, I am. Out that. Alright? So remember to do that all the time. And you're not necessarily controlling the inhalation, exhalation. You're not controlling that. Just breathe naturally. You do it anyway, so now be aware of it. Let it happen naturally. And know that is
who and what I really is.
Yes,
I am.
What I, the I is.
Because remember, the thought is, ask yourself, who and what is the mind? Who and what is money? Who and what is this body? And you find out what's left is the source.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That essence, that breath. So after saying that, give a pause. Pick up back on that. Justice Radio Station Remedy. For no one mistreated white and non-white. Relative reality, our illusion, of the mind.
Yes, they are.
With divisive.
Yes.
Colonized education, miseducation.
Yes, miseducation.
We're not in a democracy or a republic as taught.
And most of the people know it. So now we're deceiving ourselves.
Mm.
And that's why they take advantage of us, because if we're deceiving ourselves, why not mistreat them more continuously? Why stop?
Are we colluding?
No. Okay.
Race is racism.
Yes, it is. People can't let you know where they're from, what race they are. Race is racism.
In reality, everything, though, is one.
One.
Absolute reality.
Absolute. And by knowing this,
what I am.
Yes, what I am.
And in knowing this.
Yes, then everyone, the only thing to answer the question, solve the problem, is absolute reality. So once you engage in that individually, you understand, you hear?
The source.
Yes, then you'll be able to really have pleasantness.
Mm.
Now, pleasantness
inside and
out. That's right. In relative reality, it doesn't take away from knowing absolute reality, absolute truth.
Or still having fun.
No, you have more.
But we're saying don't get it twisted.
That's what they're doing.
It's not real.
That's why people say they don't want to think about it now.
Mm.
Some people. And that's true. When you're young, you might not think about, it's not really good for your health or some of the things that you do. But then because it so-called feels good and you haven't really experienced the fallout from what you're doing, then you might do it once or twice or three times or four or five, however number of times, but you're doing it and not having the appropriate information. So don't blame yourself totally, but the appropriate information about the nature and structure of the human mind, and also the source. You notice how no one really understands the source or act like they understand the source and absolute truth, yet we're the most church-going, talk, people in the world, everywhere. And America, so-called America, the corporations doing business good, real good, even getting everybody from all over the world right here, right now, taking over their land, it appears. But I'm just saying what I'm observing. Maybe nothing will go so, but this is what I'm observing. And right here, right now, to take care of the community, the only way to solve the problem. And because I don't have to be tearful right now, because I know who I am. However, in order to solve the problem, really get rid of all the degradation. People are talking about the drugs, the opioids, and how women have to prostitute, and also men, youngsters everywhere, everybody being mistreated, everyone hurting. And the only thing to solve the problem is absolute truth.
Within absolute. The individual have to ask himself, is that true?
Remember, is that true?
Also,
is
they
that
have to
true?
Ask themselves, is that true?
You hear that out there? Is that true?
Because remember, they all have an idea of what they think problem is to solve.
All right. Like I said earlier, you have the answer. Remember it and apply it. Very good.
So, Justice Radio Station. Social Issues app. We'll see if individual will reject the remedy, though.
Yes.
Because the remedy have been given. So
yes,
we'll even see
been.
If folks have been rejecting what the remedy
yes.
is.
Yes. And if you have questions, just email us at democracyversusjustice@gmail.com. All right? Okay, make sure you do that.
One love.
They better check your neck.